Without a grain of truth.
Completely.
A waste of time.
Yes.
Foo-for-aw and teradiddle.
Rubbish.
Absolute balderdash.
Garbage.
And yet,
flotsam, jetsam.
There may be a small thing. A small gem hidden
gravel,
in this refuse heap. Upon a pile of floating filth, still a beautiful bauble may shine.
Look at you. What is this,
possible.
Infrared?
Like a shaft of sunlight on a baby's behind. The ineffable fragments of our life, which somehow comprise its totality.
Yes.
This is part and parcel of the cornucopia offered to you by the gods, who, it must be said, do not have patience that is inexhaustible. Endless boorishness may reap its own inevitable reward.
Yes.
Hubris is to be avoided, and a respectful attitude held.
Well,
if
for
not
oneself.
Even in public, but within one's personal recesses. As you undergo the unhallowed rites of landscaping and accubating, forbidden shapes from the shadows will be called forth. You will relive your inner memories of past reincarnalities in Atlantis, where you were once a full-blooded yeti, superior creation of our brothers from beyond the stars. Look perfectly normal, while mentally practicing the lost arts of yetinthropy and schizophreniatrics, not illegal in most states. Stay teenaged or younger while mastering the appearance of adulthood. Do you sometimes feel like the rear dwarf in the dinosaur suit? That's just where they want you. Peer pressure is to fit in and be popular. The conspiracy's biggest share. snare. Wake up and unzip the dinosaur suit. I strongly advise you.
Why don't we continue for a little while, but keep that on the back burner? This is why I'm so loath to take on a blog. I've always thought about getting a blog, but then... Good Lord, that you couldn't even do it. There's not enough hours in the day.
To me, it just seems like throwing your writing down a hole.
Well, yeah, possibly, because maybe no one's looking at it, and...
Probably no one's looking at it.
Yeah, I don't know what the solution is, really. But I, you know, I'm not sure who would be reading it.
Is my countenance crimson? Yes, I'm about as red-faced and rugose as they come.
So is that really measuring heat? Is that really what it's doing?
His going forth is from the end of the heaven.
But it doesn't get the
circuit
green.
Unto the ends of it. And there is nothing that is hid from the heat thereof.
There's no good that doesn't take the green.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting
yes.
the soul.
Well, Apple is perfect, and so...
The testimony of the Lord
photo
is sure,
booth is
making wise the simple. The statutes
really
of the
quite
Lord
nice.
Are right.
It looks like there's a city behind us.
Rejoicing the heart.
What is all that back there?
The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
He hates women.
Yes.
The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in the keeping of them there is great reward.
This is it. Your last chance to make it.
Who can understand his errors?
Let's make it count.
Cleanse me, thou, from secret
idea.
Fault. Let's keep back thy servant life. Also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright and innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Yeah, but you're sideways to it.
But anyway.
nice segue there. I'm trying to grab your brain.
Brain grab.
But you're just a ghost brain. You know, I'm just in a ghost grabbing a ghost.
Yours?
Crazy man, that's crazy man.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to say. This is.
Did you just do that?
This is caused by electronics.
I'm glad you did now, because now you don't have one of me drinking a beer, because I, you know, that might be the one you'd pick. That's good.
Well, it's all right to be photoed drinking a beer.
Being haunted by a ghost, Doug.
So, any further remarks, or are you entirely lost in?
I am lost in the creation of video.
Well, that's
no,
a clear answer.
No, this is all going to be in the movie. Yeah. So now, what's going on with this movie? What's happening? It's really happening. Are they? What are they? What's going on?
I am not going to repeat myself. You'll have to play back the show for when I answered your question.
What a previous show.
No, a moment
tonight?
Ago when I was talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was lost in my own glory as a star.
Well, the show marches on.
Of the new video.
Yes, of course. Oh, electronics.
Look at that. Exactly. That's a good one, Doug.
It's terrible, but, you know, even if it's an awful thing, the nature of the Church of the Subgenius will fold it in. Ball Mavridis said we should give Hanna-Barbera $50 and tell them to make the best of it, you know, and that would be the perfect subgenius movie. But we shall see. The problem might be an improper insertion of sweetness and light in the subgenius message.
Yeah.
That would be too bad, because it's better when it's spare, and one may interpolate such feelings and suggestions on one's own. It's the conspiracy that tries to tell you how to think. Let's just show them the mass of us goofing and having fun and so on, and that's the best argument for the Church of the Subgenius. Once again, folks, we're not trying to convert people, because we don't think everybody is a subgenius. It's limited. And that is funny, too, because that is a merchandiser's device. If it's limited, then you want to get inside even more. But, of course, there's also truth. It is limited. Well, truth is... in bounteous supply, but understanding is in limited supply. Always limited. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh upright and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that doeth no ill to his neighbor, nor beareth a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is condemned, but who honoreth him that feareth the Lord, who sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not, who putteth not his money out to usury, nor taketh a reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things, he shall never be moved.
Sorry, I'm just...
I don't
not...
think I'm doing it right. Well... Let me think.
Is it the cry of the rabid baboon? I guess I just can't,
All right, here it is. Here it is. You know Doug.
Yeah, I know Doug. He's been around for a long time.
No. Doug, you know, you are now my only voice.
It doesn't really make sense anymore the way that... your phenomenon in the desert.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
See, he's at a loss for words here.
There are things that have. I've been to things that were even greater, and I know you were there too.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
And the
that's secret society.
There, yes, it is. Well, it's a not so secret society, but it is a secret, and it's only known when we
tell
people about it.
Yeah,
so that's why we're not supposed to talk about it.
Right. Don't talk about
Bob.
Yeah. It's not. We don't talk about that man with the pipe and the
people are supposed to know about that already. We can't constantly be offering remedial instruction.
Subgenius summer school. No, I don't want to.
There is a whole subgenius course,
And then if you fail, you go to subgenius summer school. Yes, and Dr. Stang grades
it's somewhat like Camp Crystal Lake.
Takes up so much time on old Dr. Stang's paper
grading.
What
did I tell you about it?
What?
We don't talk about it.
Oh, that's right. We weren't supposed to talk about...
And that's part of the reason why I think, Okay. Burning Man.
Okay, we're inside Charlie Windstorm's brain now, and he's thinking.
Thinking.
Can you smell the smoke coming out of my ears?
Yeah, it's like stepping on the gas and not letting go of the brakes yet.
No, okay. There was this, before I even got there was this fantastic journey through these mountains. They call them the Ozarks, I think.
Yes, great mountain range.
And you get to this place called Yellville, and everybody had to get out of their car and yell. And why is that? I don't know.
They had to yell like hell.
Yeah. And there's lots of nice... it's a big park, and unlike, the desert out there where you got nothing... This is a place where you had lots of wildlife.
Yes, I was interested in looking at the ice cream and candy carts, the bright colors, the suggestion of celebration, of joy. There's something connected with it. It's not just little snacks. It's you're trying to buy a little brightly colored piece of happiness, and don't they know it? That's what everything is shaped and designed like that. But more about that another time. This we considered to be the height of possible felicity. There's nothing more fun than reading certain books and listening to the radio and eating candy all at the same time. What could be more fun than that?
Right.
We thought we'd achieved nirvana, and the fact is we had. Our parents let us alone to do this. Where were they? I don't know where they were. We were in the kitchen with the radio on, listening to music, reading Freddy books, eating all the candies, slowly savoring them. Mm. The guy who ran the experimental farm was an inventor and had invented many things, including a car that, if you were behind another car when traffic was moving slowly, it could actually rise up and go over the car, with jets, which would only carry it a short amount of time, but it could leapfrog other cars like that. Another thing he created was extremely well-made humanoid robots. One of the humanoid robots he made had a small control center inside where one of the intelligent animals could hide and manipulate the robot. A chicken, or actually a rooster, an egotist who was always having trouble with the other animals, got fed up and decided he'd run away from the experimental farm. At night, he went to that robot, and he got inside and started manipulating it. And he went out on the highway and started thumbing for a ride. Eventually, a truck came, and the driver picked him up, and they rode on for miles, and the driver said, "Okay, say something, entertain me, It's a long drive." Now, later on, when I was a teenager, I'm not even going to talk about it.
Oh, no.
I did bad things. Teenagers do bad things. Not so bad as some, what can I say? But it would be wrong to talk about it. My roommate, Mr. Mavridis, is very boastful about all the pranks that he performed and
he's been in a research book talking about them, it's always possible somebody's still alive who might resent what you done back in the day.
What they don't know can't hurt you.
What you don't know can't hurt you, but you may have caused extra grief for some person with your rollicking prank. Even if it's a bad Republican, you really want to spread the misery. Oh, look at that. With that, I could do in seconds what takes me many minutes now to do, and not as well. I'm super
back.
Loud now. I don't know what happened
we're
there.
Back.
Okay, we're back.
That was fun. The eyeball bounced on that.
The bouncing eyeball. Another highball, and he's lost an eyeball. Yes, there it is. One of them is bloodshot, but that's the way it is. So set him up, Joe. There's nobody in this place but you and me and all these subgeniuses.
What happened to that documentary, Dr. Al?
What happened to the what?
That documentary they made.
Oh, that documentary. Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time. Who would know that it would become the basis of a religion which would cause suffering.
My dad died in that civil war you guys started.
Many people objected to the surgical pipe insertion. We were never for that everybody had to be look like Bob. That was, you know, idiots, these youngsters. They carried it farther than we ever wanted to. And I understand on the moon colony, they still have it there, or some parts of it.
Of the subgenus colony on the moon?
Yes. Slack, as we say, will propel you onward to more of it, and you will be totally lost to it and drowning in it and drinking it and breathing it. But there you are. This is the way you, subgenius, wanted to go. Hail, fellow traveler. We're all caught in it together, in that current. And it could be that we've armed ourselves with a metaphorical language which can be of some use. And one must remember not to accept where the conspiracy arranges that you should be. You may have to, for Connie's sake, you may have to conform to that, but there's also your subgenius side. Causing evidence. They were masterful sound effects creators. Is this really the sound that one hears when the universe is disrupted and the supernatural is admitted through a chink to perform a service?
That.
Wouldn't a science fictional type zap effect be more effective? And the comedy would not be lost. You don't have to hammer it in everybody's faces that this is real funny. Boing. No, you make it funny without the boing. I save the boing for other things. Boings are useful. They used to decorate, if not dominate, the old subgenius pre-puzzling evidence show with Bob Nelson. Thought it was so fun to play boings and the cries of diapered babies, you know. Constant series of waves of those sound effects would distinguish the early show that we did. Wouldn't it? Remember, I made that little handbill that said the show that has plenty of boing, 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 boing? Because it did. No, everything he's telling you is true.
That's good.
Well, it's all right to be photoed drinking a beer.
Being haunted by a ghost Doug.
Ghost Doug.
And
did you say a ghost?
Oh, that's good. I love that.
Sure,
I love those. Yeah. The
holy.
Wait a minute. What is it? What are you doing? Oh, that's you, somehow. Yeah, but you're sideways to it. And yet you are.
Quibbling, quibbling. What kind of a radio show is this? All right, I must actually...
Don't write anything for a second that I can...
And when, my love...
Okay, let's just go back to 214. No, I can't do it. You know, why does...
For yourself. By me.
You know, I'm sure there must be some way to freeze the chat at some level, at some point, and free it. Free it from its chains. Set it free. You want me to do it without headphones?
Yeah.
Okay. How will it? Will you tell me if it... Am I coming through? Can you hear me? Okay. All right, folks. We're going to make another try. We're starting with 233. Submariner VIP. Back. Anthem. In Firth. VJ Pussycat. Pepe bent a knee. Submariner. Over. Dot, 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 dot. Dot, 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 dot. Now, Reverend Phileas, outstanding show, capitalized. VJ Pussycat, finally, it's after show. Rev Phileas, exceptional quality. Daddy Peppy Incest Chat says, after birthday party showdown, hee-haw, Pearl Odd. Oh, yeah, Pearl. Did we discuss Pearl, Mini Pearl? Daddy Peppy Incest Chat says 2049. My after birthday. You get it? My after birthday. My after birthday. I mean, there's several ways you can go with that. My after birthday. Like, I have one like that horseshoe horn. I have a horseshoe horn. I have a horseshoe horn. So, it's... I have a horseshoe horn. It's a horseshoe horn. Now, Daddy Impest... Daddy Peppy Incest Chat further... I said that. Reverend Phileas responds to my after birthday with Venus squaring the sun. Now that's mystical, man. Daddy Peppy Incest Chat says, read me, DJ Pussycat. Is it Peppy birthday? Actually, Pussycat, my birthday is July 7th, and it's coming up. It's coming up, and I'm going to be a million trillion years old. Okay. Now, Peppy B Day. Every day is Peppy Day. But see, it goes it immediately as out of range. Wait a minute. I wanted to. Okay. Read me. Is it Peppy Birthday Day? Now, Peppy B Day. Every day is Peppy B Day. Oh, God. And then Reverend Phileas. We can hear you. Now, a new face. Headphonesless blank. Interjects 2333.
Where are you working?
666.
What are you doing?
To which Reverend Phileas replies, Peppy too hot. Good grief.
Yeah.
DJ Pussycat. He skipped all the good stuff. Look, I'm doing the best I can. I want to go back earlier. I know it was always better in the old days. You know, a few minutes ago was much funnier than it is now. But, okay. But I mean, it always seems like that. But it's not. That's not necessarily the way it is. Okay. Now...
Yeah,
homeless
you're
in Akhenaten mission. Homeless Akhenaten mission.
Yeah.
Is that like Akhenaten, the great Egyptian pharaoh who was a monotheist? Homeless Akhenaten mission says X day, B day, D day. That's right. That's what it is. It's actually doctor says 777-9311. I have no, I don't know what that is. Be you pussycat. 510-848-4425. That's right. That's KPFA, folks. But that's Thursday night, Friday morning, 3 to 5 or 12 to 5. BJ Piscat, all ads, 415-967. Oh, my God. Never mind. Now, houseless in a home on the pyramid says homeless in a tent on mission. How am I doing, Doug? You can hear me? No, you're not even listening. He doesn't have headphones on. No one knows if anything's going on.
What's the problem?
VJ Pussycat. Nam nom rut. Nam dade no knowing rut. Akhenaten BC Enm says, yeah. VJ Pussycat. When your phone stops ringing, what the? Now, of course, head phoneless blank, gnome, with a G, to which he-ha says, yeah, question mark, huh, WTF, VJ Pussycat, what the, he-ha, says, huh? BJ Pussycat. Cur. In the French. Reverend Phileas. You tell him Michael Pepe spells Pepe correctly. That's unheard of. Go, go, go. Says, tis late. BJ Pussycat. Wow. That was a scream. I mean, BJ Pussycat is pissed. Reverend Phileas, we stand behind you. Which she said at 2:44 a.m. So have I caught up? I've caught up? What? Where else? Where are you? 2:40? Is it 2:45? I've caught up. I win. Ha ha ha! No.
In the one form of regret.
You missed a couple.
You get to imagine.
No, I win. But that's because I was prevented from going back an appropriate amount of time and giving you guys a bigger head start. You know, I should be able to scroll back to like 1 a.m. or 12 a.m. And then, you know, you guys would have a fighting chance. But, you know, the technology here is, this is like 18th century chat, okay? This is how chat was in the 18th century. Oh, wait, here's, wait a minute. Okay, you know what bothers me is this guy, whoever it was, that had stuff to that he thought was intelligent to say, and he didn't get to say it. And, I mean, he didn't get to hear me read it and, you know, glamorize it. Make it make him famous. Like, as famous as I am. As if you could be. And, you know, all this time I'm just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And I get stuff like, he skipped all the good stuff. Huh? And yet, I get to a certain point, and it just all comes back to the beginning again. All right, okay.
In concentrated earth and on the holy hearth, the Lars and Lemurs moan with midnight plaint. From urns and altars round, a drear and dying sound affrights the flamens at their service quaint, while the dull marble seems to sweat as each peculiar power foregoes his wonted seat. The lonely mountain shore and the resounding something. No, the lonely mountain's oar and the resounding shore. A voice of weeping heard. Or heard something else, like a loud lament. From haunted spring and dale, edged with poplar pale, the parting genius is with sighing sent. With flower and woven tresses torn, the nymphs in twilight shade of tangled thickets mourn.
But it's been figured out. At the moment we have the opportunity to access it,
we can know, but there are certain things that we don't know that are, and that's what's going to get you. The unknown unknowns.
The unknown unknown.
Rumsfeld never mentioned those. They're just as significant.
Where's he these days? Gosh, there's got to be a role for him in all this drama playing out right now.
Maybe he's sitting on the periphery with a knife and fork. I mean, who knows? He's old. He's nodding by the fire. He's a war criminal.
He's always right there.
Against whose memory I bear unremitting enmity.
And isn't Kissinger still alive, too? All these guys.
Kissinger, another doddering 90-odd-year-old war criminal. The bad sleep well sometimes. What are you going to do? You can at least participate in the international project of blackening their memory. They won't be around, but their reputation, their signal honor can be punctured if one thinks it's a good thing. You know, history, the sources of our time can be consulted for the time being. And people can tell what they appeared to be versus what they were. Do think of the men involved in Chivington's massacre. He wrote letters of commendation, and he said all did nobly. So that's what his time thinks. That's not what our time thinks. You know, the point is, a poisoned source is not going to leave a record that is uncommented on. He wrote, all did nobly, you know, but his men were also castigated, as they should have been. Yes, I wonder if they'll turn me on or turn on me. Alas, no flailing will happen of that kind.
Darn.
You know why he's flailing? Because he's animated by thoughts that are so fast. He has to move his arms, and naturally that pulls out plugs and creates havoc in the studio. But we're lucky to have him. It's too bad that he's his job as a medical experiment subject doesn't permit him to be here. It's an honor to have him. Well, speaking of someone who utterly does not appreciate Michael Pepe, Chicken, who doesn't understand. But that just seems like sophistry to me. It always has. I don't quite get it. Participator in Subgenius Double Talk, I still don't quite parse that one. Maybe I don't think about it enough. It's chicken's preserve. I don't go poaching on it that much.
Margaret!
I've done things throughout the years. I wrote his campaign song when he was running for mayor. I've written songs for other local politicians.
Oh, boy.
So on we would go, and at times you would see an engine in operation pulling a freight train. And what you have is of course, it's like a living thing. It pants and bellows and so forth. It shoots out steam from the cylinders, the two master cylinders at the front. They escape because that's what's pushing and driving the cylinders. There's also a venting of steam from the middle, and it stands out very stark and white against the background. It's white steam rushing out. But mainly the huff-a-chuff-a-chuff part is the smoke coming out of the stack. More modern locomotives didn't burn as much wood, but they did burn coal. It's driven in puffs and pants like everything else in the steam engine. And they are marvelous and efficient mechanisms. The only problem is that they require a whole building full of people to make them, to keep them working, and all the moving parts and so on. And get a diesel engine, you don't need that building full of people. So it's too bad. The great age of steam. The last time I ever saw a steam engine, I was thinking of this the other day, was when I was in New York, maybe in the early 60s, with my parents or my aunt and uncle, and we were driving on an elevated bridge, and I looked down, and there was a steam switch engine moving through the rail yard, you know, venting steam. Last time I ever saw one of those things in the wild. Everyone since then has been, you know, a commemorative, a miniature steam engine, or I've seen the big ones at the Railroad Museum, and they are beauties of brass and handmade metal design. They always were good. The steam engine was there is some psychological connection with that and the human. In India, up till recently, they had steam engines, and they would decorate them with loving garlands and flowers and all sorts of elaborations. But now with diesel, I don't think they do. That's a casualty of progress. They pant, they labor, when treated well, they seem to run effortlessly, rapidly. You have a model steam engine which, once it gets going, you don't hear any piston movement, you just hear a roar as it's propelled. And I was so happy. And lately, by the tavern door agape, came shining through the dust an angel shape, bearing a vessel on his shoulder, and he bid me taste of it, and 'twas the grape. The grape that can with logic absolute the 72 jarring sects confute, the sovereign alchemist that in a trice life's leaden metal into gold transmute. The mighty, breathing Mahmud, breathing Lord, how does it go? That all the misbelieving and black horde of fears and sorrows that oppress the soul scatters before him with his whirlwind sword. Why be this juice the growth of God? Who dare blaspheme the twisted tendril as a snare? A blessing, we should use it, should we not? And if a curse, why then Who set it there? I must abjure the balm of life. I must, prompted by some after-reckoning taken on trust, or lured with hope of some diviner drink to fill the cup when crumbled into dust. Oh, threats of hell and hopes of paradise. One thing at least is certain, this life flies. One thing is certain, and the rest is lies. The flower that blows today forever dies. Strange, is it not, that of the myriads who before us passed the door of darkness through, not one returns to tell us of the road which, to discover, we must travel to. The revelation of devout and learned, who rose before us and as prophets burned, are all but stories which arose from sleep. They told their comrades, and to sleep returned. I sent my soul through the invisible, some letter of that afterlife to spell, and by my soul returned to me and answered, I myself am heaven and hell. Heaven, but a picture of fulfilled desire. And hell, the shadow of a soul on fire, cast on this darkness, into which ourselves so late emerged from, shall so soon expire. We are no other than a moving row of magic shadow shapes that come and go, round by the sun-illumined lantern held at midnight by the master of the show. But helpless pieces of the game he plays upon his checkerboard of nights and days, hither or thither moves and checks and slays. Then one by one, back in the box he lays. The ball no question makes of yeas or noes, but here or there as strikes the player goes. And he that tossed you down into the field, he knows about it all. He knows. He knows. The moving finger writes, and having writ, moves on. Nor all your piety nor wit, nor all your tears, wash out one word of it. And that inverted bowl they call the sky, where under crawling, cooped, we live and die, raise not your hands to it for help. For it as impotently moves as you or I. With earth's first clay they did the last man knead, and there of the last harvest sowed the seed. And the first dawning of creation wrote what the last morn of reckoning shall read. Yesterday, this day's madness did prepare. Tomorrow's silence, triumph or despair. Drink, for you know not whence you come, nor why. Drink, for you know not why you go, nor where.
Play it on a cassette tape recorder, a cartridge tape recorder, or a reel-to-reel tape recorder. Take it off immediately and place it on your turntable.
Oh. For those unfamiliar with modern stereo drama,
and then that there was certainly a need. So I realized then that there was certainly a need to have a group of rugged individuals.
People are excited about our evolving relationship with the machines.
They're a great tool that humans can use to make their lives better and make the world a safer place.
While others are deeply concerned about the dawn of intelligent killer robots.
There is nothing that the U.S. develops in the military sphere that it does not want to weaponize.
Playing it on a cassette tape recorder, a cartridge tape recorder, or a reel-to-reel tape recorder, take it off immediately. Pass a test. Immediately stop the record right where it is and proceed on to the punishment band. This band consists of complex musical passages that are torturous for even the best
stereo system in track and play.
You see, we test, and then we test again. Now?
You can be sure that rather than go through this punishment again, your stereo system will settle down and study hard. So it can pass its tests.
Begin with the most basic test of all. Your stereo system accurately reproduces. This both corrupts and interferes. System accurately reproduce both the male speaking voice and the female speaking. voice.
Marine attack. The Uncanny Valley.
In the following, you should hear a typical male voice followed by a typical female voice.
American society is on recess.
You are the new coffee generation.
Because coffee is the calm moment that lets you think. Coffee gives you the time to dream.
Coffee is the ultimate in...
Yeah, it's scary, huh? There's just nothing.
Please roll up your sleeve.
All right.
It's hard to even wrap my brain around coffee.
Audiences are discovering the boy, and they'll never be the same.
Come on, audience, wake up!
Rated PG-13.
That's what I got.
Unexpectedly. Well,
wait, what did Oswald do again? You go,
yeah. I didn't see it, but I this guy said to
me. Especially children.
It's for the children. Part 2.
I like to sneak up on them when they're only 2 or 3 or 4 years old. When their bodies are straight and healthy and full of balance and fun. Full of life and joy. When they're saying, look at me. Look at me, see how high I can jump.
Okay, I'm waiting.
And look at me, Mom.
We live in uncertain and challenging times.
Watch me catch the ball.
So much is happening so fast, it seems impossible to make sense of it all.
Look at me, Dad.
Digital.
that we know. Made lace ornaments that are absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, beautiful. They're up on the tree and they look great.
They do. So they have their nieces and nephews too. Cindy, Kyle, Adam, Melissa, Dean, Drew, Jeffrey, and Nicholas. Thank you to them. Barb Z, she's a dog groomer, I believe. Mike, Joe, and their dog Misty.
Right.
For the puppy ornament.
Yeah,
I think it's her daughter. The dog groomers did not find.
I think it's her daughter.
Is it her daughter?
Yeah, it's her daughter.
Just
flew her daughter away in space.
Thank you for the name of your dog.
Don't pass that arm to carry you too far. Listen to my voice. You need to focus. I'm losing visual of you. In a few seconds, I won't be able to track you. Need to detach. I can't see you anymore. Do it now.
By a beating heart, I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand, say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. Journey will end, but I know where to start.